Welcome back, adventurer. Now, sometimes the greatest stories are not the ones where everything falls into place, but the ones where we confront what we've tried not to see. You've been here before, at the glade, at the crossroads, but this time the path is overgrown, signposts are missing, and the face across from you isn't smiling. Tonight we meet The Lovers Reversed. This tale isn't about the magic of union. It's about the spaces between. Let me tell you a tale of almosts, of maybes, and of truths left unspoken. There was once a girl that I almost loved. Not because she wasn't lovable, not because I didn't want to, but because I didn't yet know how to let myself be seen. She was a dancer from the desert province. She moved like flames. She spoke like a sunrise. She laughed like she had never tasted sorrow. It just so happens that we traveled together for a season or two. We shared wine. We shared stories. We even shared silence. But there was something that she could do that nobody else did. She saw through my performances. She didn't ask me for the bard. She didn't ask me for the charm. She asked me for just me. The only problem was, I didn't know how to offer that. I felt like I couldn't offer that. I told her that I had to travel north. I had lied to her about a letter that I had gotten, and that my presence was needed elsewhere. And I rode off in the middle of the night. I didn't even leave behind a goodbye. I think of her sometimes. Not with regret, but with a question. Who might I have been? Who might have I become if I had chosen differently in that moment? I was lying to myself, and it caused me to lie and to hurt others. The Lover's Reverse often points to misalignment. A misalignment within relationships, within values, or within the self. Where the upright card offers union, this one reveals distance. You may be struggling with commitment, with avoidance or with a disconnection. Choices are being made out of fear, out of guilt, and out of confusion rather than out of clarity. In love, it may speak to disharmony. It may speak to a lack of trust or the feeling that something just isn't clicking. In self-work, it can point to internal conflict, parts of yourself that may be at war, or truths that you are not ready to face. It shows when you're staying in a situation that may not serve you, out of fear of being alone. The lover's reverse mainly asks, are you choosing this path, or are you just too afraid to leave it? In readings, this card reversed can highlight fractured relationships, poor communication, or major life choices that have been made from a place of pressure rather than empowerment. It can signal an imbalance, one person giving more than they receive, or values that are no longer aligning with each other. They might also reveal a fear of vulnerability, or an inability to trust yourself in matters of the heart. On a deeper level, it may suggest a need to forgive yourself, or a need to forgive someone else, and to find wholeness on your own before you seek it in another. It reminds us that true connection begins with inner alignment. When that's missing, even love can lose its music. Adventurer, I have sung at weddings where the vows spoken seem to ring hollow, and I have seen breakups that felt more like freedom songs. Not every love story is meant to last for forever. Some are just meant to teach. Some are mirrors we need at certain times. And some are warnings. The lover's reversed isn't a punishment. It's a pause. A chance to reflect on whether your choices are rooted in truth or in fear of change. I learned that one a little too late once, but only once. The next time someone asked me for my real voice, I gave it to them. Here's something you can do if you're struggling with the lessons of the lover's reversed. Write 2 letters, one to someone you're afraid to be honest with, and one to yourself, forgiving yourself for a past choice. You don't have to send them, just write them. Let them exist. Sometimes truth just needs a page. Next time, adventurer, we're going to meet with a figure of focus, a figure of force, and a figure of direction. We're going to take a ride that may take you places faster than you have ever imagined. It's time to give up the reins to the chariot. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now, before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the Bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffled, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear, may your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.